We appreciate everybody coming through today and getting a chance to catch up a little bit before we begin camp. Honestly, we are just so pumped to get rolling. And this off season was really about individually. When we started training the off season program, individual things to get better at. How do we bring some of the new guys on board? How do we implement and onboard the rookies? We had 27 of them. And now, as training camp here, now it's the transition to the team. And that's one of the things that we do love about camp. We have some goals that we were going to hit as a team as we get into camp. First one, can we be the best attacking team in ball? And the explosive plays, TFLs, eliminating explosive plays, that speed that we want to play with. The second one is about the ball, and it's our turnover margin that's so important to us. One that we added, we want to make sure our play at the end of the halves and the end of the games in all three phases. We're going to emphasize that as hard as we can. And then the last one is the prep for this NFC South. That climb now begins, and this division's a bear, and we're totally ready for this challenge of camp, and we can't wait to go. So you've heard us say it before, but we do believe it. Iron sharpens iron. We're going to throw a great camp in the way that we battle for one another, against one another, to get ready. We've got a whole month. So come September, our football looks like we want it to. Thomas and I will go back and forth. We think we can get a lot better in this camp, and that's certainly our aim as a team. And but I'll kick it over to Thomas, and he'll hit on some things roster-wise. I can update you now from an injury standpoint. We don't have any players on PUP, so we have three players that will be somewhat limited coming into camp in their return-to-play program. That's Julio Jones, Tack McKinley, and Taylor Gabriel. So all of those guys will follow our normal program of individual group install, the night practice, and then we'll kind of work them back into half the reps into their full stuff. So we are encouraged by those guys, the amount of time they put into to get right. So we'll now go through the process with them to get ready. So with that, I'll have Thomas kick it off with a few comments, and then we'll be glad to open up to your questions and why we're so excited to get 2017 here and underway.
Yeah, just briefly, we're really, you know, encouraged by this roster. We spent a lot of time in the offseason. We've talked about that during the draft process and free agency process. I mean, I can't stress enough how important it is for Dan and I to spend as much time as we do together watching video on the guys, analyzing our own team as it's compared to what may be out in the market. That's a big, big thing. And the fact that our coaching staff and our scouting staff are paired so well together, and I think that's, you know, very beneficial for our organization. We have a young football team in the in the end. I think, you know, 30. I think it's 32 players with 2 to 4 years experience. I mean, that to me is a. I'm really encouraged with that. So we've kept it youthful enough. We've also sprinkled in the right veterans and the right leadership. And again, I think that's going to show. We know going into this year that we're going to have some battles at some positions, and I don't think that I've been more comfortable with a total roster, and I've said this publicly as well, as I feel we're going into this season with. So that's where we are.
Why don't we kick it off, and we'll get rolling here on 17. So let's start it off.
Coach Dan, what will be McKinley's recovery plan for a year as he's battling back from that shoulder surgery?
The good news is he had all these ops to go really put forth his best in the rehab led, so that part came across great from him, the training staff, the getting himself together to get right. So we'll make sure we just take the transition to go. So individual group work, and then maybe half the team reps, and then full team reps as we're going. But good news is, great report from the docs, and he's ready to start playing.
And Claiborne, so he's back.
Yep, Claiborne's back. So he's further ahead. He'll play, you know, half the reps now. He did some of the individual and things at the end of minicamp. So some of the guys who kind of got cleared at the end of minicamp, that was the true font where he was able to get back. So now these guys are going through that next step. A little bit of individual first, and then we hope by next week fully integrated into all the team stuff.
Any update on the Freeland situation?
No update. No update.
Same subject with Julio. You know, you guys have done the limited practices with him in the past.
Yep.
Is that kind of what you want to do? Hey, some days he might just be sitting out, you know, just to kind of rest, getting him ready for the regular season because he's so important and so crucial to what you guys do.
It's we try to limit him just based on his past and follow that model. It's been a good one, Vaughn, in terms of his readiness to play. So some days he gets more, some days he gets less. We want to make sure that the reps for him are real meaningful ones. This rep he and Matt need to really connect on. So we try to do that not only during the regular season, but here in camp too, because it's a fine line to balance the work you need to get right and get ready and the work, you know, where it can be at that spot. So I'm not going to say it's day to day as we go, but we do have a good plan in place to make sure, you know, over the next month he's really feeling at his best. And also has to work with Matt to make sure that their connection is so strong.
How did you feel his, like, explosion was, you know, coming off of that, you know, as you saw him at the end of minicamp and whatever you've seen of him so far now?
I haven't got a chance to evaluate much yet. My contact with him, that he's, you know, doing well and feeling good. So my first time of really, you know, seeing him do his stuff, with the exception of seeing the rehab runs that he did in minicamp, will be here at camp.
Reviewing the offseason, this is for both of you. What position groups, you mentioned some of the battles, but what are some of the position group battles you're most looking forward to see play out in training camp this year?
I'd say there's a few. I think we have really some real competition at wide receiver. And we think not only are there some guys who are developmental at their spot, but guys who can really go for it and apply themselves in the biggest way, not only on offense, but their value on teams and the return game. That position to me strikes out as one that's really has some talented guys that are battling for it in the right way. Our linebacker group, I'm extremely pleased with, and I can't wait to see this group go ahead and get battle. I've said a number of times my respect for Jeff Ulbrich, the teacher that he is, the intent that he has, the way he reaches the guys. I just feel like it's his experience playing it, coaching it. He is, in my eyes, just such a unique teacher. And so I think that group for sure is one. We're honestly anxious to see the running back group. You know, everybody knows Free and Cole, and there's some guys behind them who are hungry for sure, and Ward and Hill and BJ. Were the fullback spot, I think, part of that, you know, with Derek in there and what he can mm-hmm. do. Those would be some on my end that are at the front of my thoughts.
And I completely agree, as well as right guard. I mean, that position is going to be a interesting battle. And, you know, along the offensive line, where we are with our depth as well, right?
Yep.
I mean, because we continue to get better. We have a fine offensive line coach who really works our guys well. So that's positive how they're developing.
And for us, we're still learning the new players as best we can to find out all the things that they can do. So now that we're going to get into practices and preseason games, we really look at this training camp in these blocks. So we have 4 days and the players have a day off. So, like, can we get all we can get done in these 4 days? Let's take a look. What are we doing well? Who's doing well? And then we're going to go for it again the next 4 days. And then the next block is getting ready to play our first preseason game. So it gets here like that. And we're just pumped to get rolling.
Kind of along that note, with so many guys back, is this camp about building depth, or will there be guys taking other guys' starting spots this camp?
There would be competition in all the spots. There's really three pillars to our program: the ball, which is always one of our goals; the battle, which is the competition. That's you at your group, you know, battling. It's you against the guy you're going against battling. So that competition is all the way throughout the team. We're going to try to take every guy as far as we can. So it's not like he's good, and we move on to the next. Like, every guy, we're going to try and push it to see where we can take it to. You're always surprised in a month's time who makes a run, who goes for it. And as you guys are following the team, you'll see that. Which rookie came out as, you know, the undrafted free agent who's now, you know, competing for a spot on it. You know, that was Brian Poole last year, who went from an undrafted player to becoming a starting player as a nickel for us. So who's this year's that? And as we go through it, the competition, it's all over the place.
I think, and to Dan's point, this organization is like oozing with competitiveness. I swear, it's not just on the field where you all see it, in the building, in the meeting rooms, I mean, the ping pong, all of that, of course, but it feels like it doesn't matter whether you're the age veteran or you're the young guy coming in. I mean, Dan and his staff push these guys to believe. It doesn't matter if you're the young person the first year. Put your best foot forward and compete. When you cross the line, get ready to go. And I think we benefit from that a great deal.
You know, this is a long season. You guys just played into February. I know you've been to February before for this year. What, these first couple of days of this camp, what are the value of these first couple of days in the season when you guys join?
Establishing, you know, the 2017 identity and creating, you know, the environment for these guys, the competition that we do that takes place. So we want, in a month's time, our football to look a certain way. And we've got a hell of a lot of work to do prior to get that. As you're going through camp, you're trying to find significant roles and different things that guys can do. All of these players in the room, they may be asked to go win a game. Can you play right guard, center? Can you back up at different spots? What role are you going to create here over the next month? And that's usually what takes place. It starts in the offseason, but so much of the offseason we devote to the player and their development. And now as we get into training camp, now is when it becomes really about the team. And it's kind of a good balance. In the offseason, it's all about you and how your skills are getting. And then as you get into training camp, now it goes, how good can we get the team?
For either or both of you, can you talk about how you feel you've upgraded depth on defense? And was that, how much of an offseason focus was that?
Yeah, I think we continued to look at where we were from a youth standpoint and how we, you know, worked in some of the veterans. As you know, we acquired a couple guys in free agency along the D-line, which we're really excited about. We're excited about that group in general, right, Dan? I mean, to have some guys there, this is a manly group. I mean, they're going to get upfield. They're going to push the pocket. They're going to do some really, we believe they're going to do some really special things for us. So that's exciting for us. And we continue to think about, we signed the guys we signed in the offseason, and we like where our depth is across the defense as a young defense.
And then how does this other group of young players fit into that and find out what their roles can be? And that's kind of the fun part for us as coaches, to take them as absolutely as far as we can over the next, few weeks. The good news, they're going to play against some really good players on the offensive side too. And I can't wait to see who wants to line up against Julio for one-on-ones. Usually you're seeing guys counting that line. Am I going against him? But I noticed last year Brian Poole was one. He wanted that challenge to go and get it. And so that's what, sometimes he and I look for in terms of the competitiveness.
You guys have mentioned 2017 often. Of course, this is a new year, new season. But how much do you guys lean on last year in any capacity for motivation?
This spring, I thought we did a good job as a team discussing a lot of what we learned and where we're at. And now that 2017 is here, that's our focus. And as we're heading into 17, we think we can get a lot better. And we're going to work like hell to do that. This division that we play in, like I said, it's a bear. And that's where the focus goes to, how good our team can get, knowing that the team that comes out of this division will have played some really good football. And that's where our focus lies.
Coach, the infrastructure of your staff's changed dramatically from year two to three. Could you discuss Coach Steve and Coach Emanuel and their roles and responsibilities? Some of the other coaches, Keith Carter taking over for Bobby Turner.
The defensively, I'll start on that side first. And we were talking with Marquan and with Brick last night. Those two really have a special role with me. I've known both of them a very long time, coached with them a long time. And over the last 2 years, those guys have coached together in 43 games. And they know this system inside out. So we really lean on their expertise along. Now, how do we bring Bryant Young and Jess Simpson and Doug and some of the guys along with them? But that's who I lean on quite a bit from that side to say, how does those things go? Jerome Henderson has such a unique role for us because of his experience led as a teacher. He played just about every position defensively that you can. I don't think he's probably big enough to play D-line, but he was a dime. He played inside. He played safety. He played corner. He played nickel. He's one of the very best teachers I've been around, and we rely on him quite a bit, tackling, turnovers, technique stuff that we go. So we're comfortable with the process after 3 years of being together, certainly with Marquan and Brick and myself. On the offensive side with Sark, it was important that we had a philosophy in place of things that we want to do, and that's important for Thomas and his group too, to know what are we scouting for. And so the scheme wasn't going to change by coordinator to coordinator. It was going to stay very consistent. Now, that doesn't mean that here's the playbook and you just run it in the same exact fashion. over this camp, I can't wait for Sark to see how to feature the players, these running backs. How do we use the receivers? We've added even some more tight end, you know, into the mix. That part, I'm anxious for him to put his own flair on it. He understands the style after being with me over the 6 months of how we want to play. I'm excited for Keith Carter moving over to running backs. He's another one who I feel is a terrific teacher. So we're excited about where we're headed with the staff. We've spent a lot of time together this spring. Our own standard of, you know, how we want to hold each other accountable to make sure we're doing everything we can. So by the time the players get the ball on Sunday, they've gotten our best as well.
Dan, playing off of that, or what D-Led said about the coaches, I know Marquand is such a hands-on kind of coach.
Yep.
So when it comes to the season, I think Richard Smith was upstairs. Where's Marquand going to be?
I'm going to go through a little bit like I did, where he's going to try both in the preseason, and then we'll make a determination after that. So in the first game, he'll be up, and then we'll try another one down. So it's a little bit of a time for me to experiment with it. I've been through the pros and cons of both. For me, having done it both up and down, I wanted to, it's a little bit on feel, from up top where you have certain strengths to where you're on the field. So we're really fortunate that we have a staff that's adaptable to go either way with that.
You spoke of establishing the 2017 identity. Can you talk about what you've seen in this offseason about the players refocusing, yeah, both from the high of getting to the big game and then the disappointment of how it ended?
The biggest thing that jumps out to us when we talk about the team, it was the growth and how hard guys were going for it to get better. It's the things after practice. It's the skills that they worked on to do this specific skill over the next 3 or 4 days. I want to get right in my game. And those were the little projects that we all took on. All of us had things to say, this part of your game, you can get right. And we really tried to be really specific and individual with it. And so it was that time that not only did Thomas know what I was working on, like if we were two players, he was also watching for that. So it was this mindset of how far we can take it to see how much better we can get. When you talk to the guys and text with them, they'll say, like, to a man, we can't wait to get going.
Last question right here. Coach, how, this is for both of you, how important is it for one of the guys at right guard, back to that battle you mentioned, how important is it for one of them to establish themselves as the guy for continuity? Is that an overrated thing, or are you comfortable with that going through the entire preseason?
I think it's a fair question, and I think it's going to take a while based on the fact that both guys, how hard they're going to go for it, and where we were at the end of spring. At their position, I think it would be unfair to put somebody into that role in a non-padded environment. So it'll take through a few preseason games for sure. Fortunately, the communication along that group is important. Having Alex next to whoever that person is a significant advantage. The details that he goes to, but we're not in any hurry to find out. I think that'll play itself out as we go. But it's a fair question, knowing the continuity of that position, because both Thomas and I, we feel very strongly that is one that requires above and beyond the normal communication.